Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And everyone's favorite time of the year is right around the corner. That's right, football is about to be back. To celebrate football's 101st year, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, is putting new users in the center of the action with a free $101 bet when they place a bet on the Kansas City versus Houston Thursday night game. This touchdown of a deal is only available for 101 hours, so get in on all of the action now. You heard us right. DraftKings giving all new users a free bet of $101 once they sign up and place a bet of $10 or more on the Kansas City versus Houston game. Man, that's a deal you can't beat. But you need to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN to get your free $101 bet to use once you place a bet on the first football game of the season. That's promo code KSN and get your free $101 bet. For a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook, you must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Andrew P. Shea and Bob Flounders. Ross Tucker will be along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Andy, how are you doing today?
I am doing good. How are you doing, Jim? Good morning, Bob.
Guys, I'm doing great.
Jim is good. How about Bob? All ready to roll, Bob?
I'm ready to roll. Hope you guys are staying safe. Still some news to get to this week, as always, with Penn State football.
All right. Okay, here we go. First up, Bob, I want to start with you on this one. Last week, and this is about when we were recording last week, so we weren't able to get to it, the NCAA made it official that this season will not count against a player's eligibility nor against his years to play. Normally, they would have 5 years to play four. Essentially, it's going to turn into 6 years to play five. My thinking is, they couldn't do anything else if they were going to try to be fair to everybody. Anything else would have been a problem, correct?
Yeah, out of all the things the NCAA or the Big Ten could have done in the past 5 or 6 months, this was their masterstroke. They could have they had all this time to come up with some things to do or to help college football or to help, you know, players and parents and all this, and they come up with some kind of math problem for eligibility that I think might make things worse, not better, once we get to fall with regard to player eligibility. I don't know about that ruling either, Jimmy.
This was the right thing to do, but it's going to create all kinds of havoc in the next couple of years with the number of scholarships. Is that essentially where you were headed there?
Yeah, it might help in the short term, but in the long term, it might create bigger problems. Is essentially what I was trying to get.
I agree with that. And Andy, you know, in looking at this, I think the math could be fairly easy for next year. They could essentially say any senior who's coming back, say, for instance, Penn State has five of those guys who are getting an extra year of eligibility, they could probably take that 85-man limit and just make it 90, and it works. I would think, though, the problem comes in 2022 and beyond. Is the problem, right, Andy?
I see this as a short-term solution in the COVID crisis, right? That this is a short-term answer. I think they're going to have to go back on this. I really do. Could it be like a 1 or 2 year thing? Because long-term, this can't be a long-term thing, right? Can we be talking about a long-term, this being a long-term thing, Jim? Or are they just saying this is just strictly a short-term solution and we are going to reevaluate this? I didn't hear that, did you?
Well, my understanding is they haven't put in all the rules yet. And stop me here, Bob, if I go off base. Mm-hmm. I believe they've not announced expanding that 85-man scholarship, but I believe everyone's assumption was, okay, for 2021, right, they will have to, and they would do it maybe based on the number of fifth-year seniors, right, Bob?
Yes, that's my understanding as well. And they're going to have to do that if that's what they want to do. They're going to have to – the scholarship number is going to have to go up from 85 for sure.
Right. And I think it's a short term, it's a great idea and the right thing to do in the short term. But 2-3 years from now, this can't still be the rule, right?
Well, here's the problem, Andy, and this is a little bit of an arithmetic issue.
Oh boy, and that's bad for me. Bad. Oh no.
Well, I took a little look at Penn State's numbers to use as an example. This year, Penn State has 39 players listed as freshmen. Now, that's combining the incoming freshmen and the freshman last year who redshirted. So that comes out to 39. So if all of them get a freebie year this year, next year, that's 39 freshmen. Well, you also have an incoming class, which is currently at 13. Right. And we've always talked about them going up to perhaps 20. Here's what the numbers say. Next year, they will either have 52 players with freshman eligibility or up to 59 players with freshman eligibility.
My head
Think
hurts.
Think about that.
My head hurts.
Yeah, as you progress, think about it 2 years from now. If you have 59 players from a single class, that leaves you, if you're back to the 85-man limit, that leaves you a total of 26 players in three other classes.
Yeah. So that's
where the math fails, Andy.
So the math is interesting. I also thought of this from the football perspective, just real quick. I look at it from, like, the window had become a 3-year window for players getting to the NFL because of the money, right? The money, you know, like the Micah Parsons example. You know, the kid was never going to be at Penn State more than 3 years because he's going to be an elite NFL player or an elite NFL draft prospect. But if you look at the back end of it and they get to stay in college longer, you have the guys like, you know, John Reed, who spend more time in college and more time playing, and then they're more pro ready when they get to the NFL. So even if they're not drafted, they're not spending that 1 or 2 years sort of becoming a more developed professional. They've already got a little bit more of their body and their skills are more developed and closer to it. So I see both ends of the spectrum, you know, as we've moved towards the shorter time in college, quicker to the NFL, because that's what you should do to take care of your family and create the best opportunity. But I also see the other end of it. But math-wise, long-term, this is a nightmare.
Yeah. So, Bob, is there a solution beyond next year for this? I don't see how it could possibly work. Do you?
Yeah, and what's also kind of unknown is, have they actually even talked to some of the coaches and the athletic directors about this problem and what they'd like to see done? I mean, you can't put 120 kids on scholarship. You know, you just can't do it. There has to be some kind of middle ground. But this just seems like a solution that it just isn't really maybe good for the game in 2022 or 2023. And it's not really that great for the team in 2021 either. So I just wonder if they're going to run this by some people who might be a little bit better at math and common sense.
The only solution I could see is, as I said, for next year, conceivably, it's an easy math problem. How many extra guys are staying that extra year? I think beyond that, they may need to do something like in 2022, it's 100. In 2023, it's down to 95, then 90. And you're probably some of the teams who have those extra players, they're just not going to have those 25-man freshman classes anymore. They may have to be reduced a bit to get them under whatever that number is. All right.
Hello.
We're going to talk more in quarter number four about the spring potential winter/spring season. But I did want to mention also, Andy, a new COVID testing came out and for Penn State, and they announced only one out of 261 athletes tested was positive for COVID-19. It seems like they're still staying with a pretty good record among their athletes.
Sure, because Penn State had a very good program set up internally once their athletes were brought back on campus in, when was it, June, right? They were brought back in June.
Yes.
And we're not just talking football players. We're talking athletes across the board. Majority of them were football players, obviously. But they had a really good program. To me, the number always tells me about the number of players inside that are athletes. So that's like a subset of the students on campus. It always tells me that there's a level of personal responsibility that the Penn State athletes that were put inside their bubble were also doing their part and taking as much personal responsibility as they could. And that speaks more to them than about them, right? That's my take on it.
Well, can we, you know, the testing, there's always a delay in timing on the testing issue. I'm not sure these tests occurred after, you know, the cancellation of the fall season. Going forward, Bob, it will be interesting, will it not, to see when the players do not have the incentive of fall football anymore and the rest of the student body being there, if this kind of testing, great results still stay with us, right, Bob?
Yeah, their discipline's going to be tested, Jimmy. And I think now the last three tests, I think they just yielded just one positive, because I think the two previous ones were zero with maybe a couple cases pending. But that's an astounding number.
It really is. I can't imagine going out to the general population and picking out, you know, 260 people randomly and getting that kind of result. It just doesn't seem feasible. But kudos to the Penn State athletic program for keeping their athletes safe, at least so far. Hopefully that will continue even as the rest of the student body shows up. All right, guys, that is it for quarter number one. When quarter number two comes in, we're going to talk to Ross Tucker about this idea of the winter spring season. And I'm going to ask Ross what players he would recommend not play in this winter season to get themselves ready for the NFL draft. Then quarter four, when you guys come back, I'm going to ask you what the Penn State team would look like if they lose those players. Stick with us.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users a free bet of $101 once they sign up and place a bet of $10 or more on the Kansas City versus Houston game. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.